This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Gas prices in America, even though they're bumping up, are still pretty low. But that's nothing compared to Venezuela, which basically gives gas away for free. Even as the economy in that petrostate has collapsed with low oil prices and other problems, gas is highly subsidized, which leads to many things, including smuggling. Marketplace's Scott Tong is just back from a reporting trip to Venezuela. He's got the latest in our occasional series called Resource Curse.
On the road to the Colombian border, my colleagues and I go looking for Venezuela's bootleg economy. But then, it finds us. Needing gasoline, we notice that the filling stations have four-hour lines. Then a mechanic turns up with half a tank to resell us for the regular price times 50. We buy. And as he fills our tank, he explains that the cars in line are all smuggling.
A lot of people are in this business because it's so cheap. Most of these drivers here are dedicated smugglers.
Why? Well, the oil economy here is cratering and folks are desperate. Price controls make it easier for people to buy low, cross over the border, and sell high. And Venezuelans want foreign currency, anything but the local bolivar, which is plunging. The key at a time like this, says Johns Hopkins economist Steve Hanke, is to join the informal sector,
where someone is going to be slipping you dollars instead of bolivars, because if they slip you bolivars, you have to run as fast as you can to the black market and unload those before they lose their value.
By Hanke's measure, the Venezuelan bolivar is the most troubled currency in the world. Last year, it fell 80% against the dollar.
As a result of that plunge in the currency and its loss of value, you generate a tremendous amount of inflation, around 400% per year, and that is the highest rate in the world.
To stop smugglers, the government recently closed the border. But in the town of La Fria, it doesn't look like it. A teenage boy in a yellow Colombia national soccer team shirt offers to bring us over by boat for $3. We decline, but it's that easy. A local businessman explains that everyone here gets a cut from smuggling, perhaps including him because he doesn't give his name.
If you're a driver and fill up too often, you pay the gas station attendant some money, so he gets some. At the border, the guerrillas and militias get protection money. They say, we control this territory, so they collect 10 or 15%.
And there's more. Migrant worker Michelle Suarez says she has hitchhiked on smuggling trucks that pay off soldiers at local checkpoints. It's not just gasoline they're smuggling. She says price-controlled food and medicine, also missing from supermarket shelves, they leave the country by the truckload every day. In La Fria, Venezuela, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.